This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama is spending today and tomorrow on college campuses. He's promoting a plan to keep student loans more affordable. And he's doing it in states that could help determine this fall's election. Though the trip is billed as official business, his itinerary is a list of battleground states. In fact, if you want to start getting the electoral map straight in your head, you could do worse than to look at the presidential itinerary, which includes North Carolina, Colorado, and Iowa. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama is rolling out an economic message that's squarely aimed at college students and their parents. He's urging Congress to preserve the low interest rate on subsidized student loans. Unless lawmakers act, that rate is scheduled to double July 1st. And Mr. Obama warned that could mean higher college bills for more than 7 million students.
Because at a time when the unemployment rate for Americans with at least a college degree is about half the national average, it's never been more important. But here's the thing. It's also never been more expensive.
After delivering that argument Saturday in his weekly radio address, Mr. Obama is taking it on the road to college basketball arenas, where he'll be speaking to thousands of people. Lauren Hovis, who's with the Young Democrats at the University of North Carolina, says fans began queuing up there on Saturday night.
The line was extremely long to get tickets. So I think it's actually we're really pumped and we're really excited about Obama.
The president needs that kind of excitement this fall if he's to come anywhere close to matching the support he got from young voters 4 years ago.
These folks were so enthusiastic for Barack Obama in 2008.
Political forecaster Charlie Cook says Mr. Obama not only won the youth vote by 34 points that year, young voters also turned out in near record numbers with a passion that'll be hard to replicate this year.
It was such a historic thing. It really galvanized young voters, and I don't sense that electricity is there.
Catherine Valdi heads the Student Democrats at the University of Iowa, where Mr. Obama speaks tomorrow. She admits some of the high hopes from 4 years ago, for immigration reform or climate change policy, for example, have not been met. What's more, the tough economic climate has put a damper on college activism.
People just don't necessarily have the time to go out and to volunteer for campaigns right now, and people are worried about finding jobs after they graduate, and a lot of people are having trouble finding jobs.
The job market for new college graduates is improving, though, and a college degree is still a big plus for anyone looking for work. A couple of weeks ago, the Obama campaign hosted an organizational meeting in Iowa City. Valdi says about 200 students showed up. They're busy making plans for outreach efforts this fall. Tonight, the president speaks at the University of Colorado. Tyler Quick, who just stepped down as head of the college Democrats there, anticipates another close contest, much like the Senate race in Colorado 2 years ago.
It was just a few thousand votes that helped Michael Bennett win his Senate seat. If we can get the same people that turned out for Senator Bennett to turn out for President Obama, we are going to make sure that Colorado stays blue this year.
It wasn't just young voters that helped to reelect Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. His winning coalition, like the president's, also included Latinos and African Americans. Demographer Rui Teixeira of the left-leaning Center for American Progress says that's a growing pool of potential voters around the country, but he warns potential alone is not enough.
There's no doubt the demographic shifts are by and large in Obama's favor, but if the share of voters is to increase among minorities, for example, you know, they have to show up.
The president's supporters say that takes hard work when the economy's soft and some of the promise of 4 years ago has gone unfilled. Meanwhile, Republican White House hopeful Mitt Romney is not about to yield the youth vote to Mr. Obama. Yesterday, Romney joined the president in supporting low interest rates on college loans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.